Thank you. little merengue there by way of the Mediterranean and an Israeli trio called GTO. Interesting album with lots of life in it. Well, moving on to, a wonderful indication of the variety in jazz these days, from solo to multi-instrumentalist solo to duet to large ensemble. There's so much going on in the jazz world. Canadian bass player Dan Fortin has a very neat album called Canon, and that's with two N's, like the boom canon, right? And what it is a series of tracks, basically duet. I think there's a couple that might have a third party and at least one that's solo, but there are different duet partners on most of the tracks. And they're very, very different and very a very neat album with a lot of variety. I'm going to play three tracks. The first one is called Aplomb, and it has Fortin on bass with Chris Donnelly on piano. And the second track is called Palms, and it has, again, Fortin on bass and actually on a whole bunch of other things as well. And this one has two other folks, Yunji Chair Lee on synthesizers and Fabio Radinelli on drums. And the third track I'm going to play is Eastern Side of the Ural Mountains. How's that for a cool title? And it, again, obviously has Fortin on bass and Joseph Fortin on synthesizers and programming. So here are three tracks from bass player Dan Fortin with various partners from the album called Canon, the first one being Aplomb with Chris Donnelly on piano. Thank you.
Thank you.
a fascinating album by bassist Dan Fortin, which is mainly made up of various duets of each track. One of them at least is a trio, and at least one is a solo, but there are basically different duet partners through the album. It's very interesting, and some very fine music there. The album is called Canon. And it's now 11:28. We're almost halfway through the program today, and you are listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Keith Black. And I'm about to go into my historical segment today, which is an album that's just been released by pianist Keith Jarrett. That was actually recorded in 1992 and just out now. Jarrett is an interesting person. He's an iconic jazz pianist and is largely loved by huge numbers of people. I have to say, on at least one of his albums, my wife, who is a professional pianist, thought he was a fraud and he was noodling instead of doing anything worthwhile. But that's another story. He has little personality quirks that have it certainly made him recognizable. He moans on stage frequently. He moans like he's passing a gallstone or something. And many people, myself included, find that a little off-putting. He also has personality traits like if ever he feels that anybody in the audience might be taking a picture of the band, let alone recording it, he has a complete breakdown. On one occasion, he was banned from an Italian jazz festival because he perceived that someone in the audience he thought was taking his picture. He screamed and swore, and I mean really swore, at this guy, and then stormed off the stage and refused to come back. And the organizer said, okay, that's it. He did talk himself back into that one later on, but on at least one other occasion, when he has felt that there might be someone out there who wanted to take his picture, he has demanded that all the stage lights be turned off and has performed in the dark. I'm not making any of this up. This is absolutely true. And because if he and his band are playing in the dark, they can't take his picture. Ha ha. So the audience is sitting there in the dark, literally and figuratively as well. That's Keith Jarrett. Having said all that, he has an incredible body of work and is really liked by huge numbers of people in the jazz world. This album was recorded at the Deerhead Inn in Pennsylvania in 1992, a very intimate and long-standing jazz venue. It only holds a couple hundred people, I think. He performed there in 1992 with Gary Peacock on bass and Paul Motion on drums, and it was the only time they ever recorded as a trio. So it's sort of historical in that regard as well, because Peacock and Motion have been involved with everybody through the years, but this was the only time. And apparently there hadn't been any promotion. News of the event traveled by a word of mouth. The place was jammed, and there was people standing outside because they couldn't get in. And all in all, it was one occasion where he was absolutely in charge of the audience, and they absolutely loved what they were hearing. I'm going to play three tracks from the Deerhead Inn from 1992. The album is called The Old Country, and The Old Country is one of the tracks. It's a classic jazz piece written by Nat Adderley, and it will be the third of three pieces that I play from this album. The first one is called Everything I Love, and the second one is Someday My Prince Will Come. You'll certainly recognize that one, probably. And the third one is The Old Country, which is the title track, and, as I say, a Nat Adderley tune that's been recorded by everybody. So, from 1992, just released, pianist Keith Jarrett in a historical trio setting from the Deerhead Inn in Pennsylvania. This is Everything I Love. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.